Hi, my name is Christine Tessman, and I'll be reading Rumpelstiltskin from the Brothers Grimm Fairy Tales. By the side of a wood, in a country a long way off, ran a fine stream of water, and upon the stream there stood a mill. The miller's house was close by, and the miller, you must know, had a very beautiful daughter. She was, moreover, very shrewd and clever, and the miller was so proud of her that he one day told the king of the land, who used to come and hunt in the wood, that his daughter could spin gold out of straw. Now, this king was very fond of money, and when he heard the miller's boast, his greediness was raised, and he sent for the girl to be brought before him. Then he led her to a chamber in his palace where there was a great heap of straw, and gave her a spinning wheel, and said, "All this must be spun into gold before morning, as you love your life." It was in vain that the poor maiden said that it was only a silly boast of her father, for that she could do no such thing as spin straw into gold. The chamber door was locked, and she was left alone. She sat down in one corner of the room and began to bewail her hard fate, when on a sudden the door opened, and a droll-looking little man hobbled in and said,
"Good morrow to you, my good lass. What are you weeping for?"
"Alas," said she, "I must spin this straw into gold, and I know not how."
"What will you give me," said the hobgoblin, "to do it for you?"
"My necklace," replied the maiden. He took her at her word, and sat himself down to the wheel, and whistled and sang,
"Round about, round about, lo and behold, reel away, reel away, straw into gold."
And round about the wheel went merrily. The work was quickly done, and the straw was all spun into gold. When the king came and saw this, he was greatly astonished and pleased. But his heart grew still more greedy of gain, and he shut up the poor miller's daughter again with a fresh task. Then she knew not what to do, and sat down once more to weep. But the dwarf soon opened the door and said,
"What will you give me to do your task?"
"The ring on my finger," said she.